News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Scientists in Texas are predicting that long-lost species can be brought back from the dead in as little as 3 years. They're going to use gene editing technology to bring back the likes of the dodo, the Tasmanian tiger and the woolly mammoth. Roger Highfield is science director at the Science Museum in London. He's with us now. I'd imagine a baby woolly mammoth will indeed be an internet sensation. But Roger, why? Why are we doing this?
Well, you know, later on this month, there's a huge UN meeting talking about biodiversity. And some people believe, and I certainly believe, we're in the middle of a sixth mass extinction. The number of species going extinct on the planet is really, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of times above the normal kind of natural level. So the quest is on to try to save species. And the efforts by Colossal Biosciences in Texas, I would say, are really at the extreme end of the spectrum, where they're using a whole plethora of cutting-edge genetic technologies, cloning-like technologies, and so on, to see if they can save, you know, or rather revive creatures like the mammoth or the thylacine, which is a kind of a dog-sized tiger-striped carnivorous marsupial. I have to say, I still find it rather speculative, but certainly one of the scientists behind it, George Church, is taken very seriously indeed.
Yeah, but the challenge here is why. And you know, if Jurassic Park taught us anything, doing it for commercial reasons is bad. So therefore, you know, if they're altruistic in doing this, great. But if they're doing it in any way to make a profit, then, you know, the risk is significantly increased.
Well, I think that it certainly would be a tour de force of genetic manipulation technologies. You know, as you say, there are things like gene editing now that mean that you could take an elephant genetic code or genome and then edit it to be more mammoth-like and then, you know, use cloning-like technologies to incubate that embryo in an elephant today. But I think for me, the one thing that bothers me a lot about this is that this is really hardcore, extreme genetic science, and the reality is that we're destroying ecosystems at a massive rate. Even if you can bring these creatures back from the dead, as it were, I don't think their ecosystems exist anymore. And of course, then there's talk about, well, we can gene edit them to deal with climate change and whatever. An ecosystem is an interlinked system of thousands of species. So just plonking in, you know, a top predator or whatever from thousands of years ago, I'm not sure it's going to go well.
Yeah, no, it's unlikely to go well. But it might be nice to bring back the dodo, because, I mean, I think the dodo was taken out by humans who just kept hunting it. So, like, there probably are certain animals that could be reintroduced. The question is, why would it be financially viable to do that?
Well, I think it would be a demonstrator of the degree to which we can control and manipulate genetic technologies. But I mean, we've only really talked about one half of it, which is, you know, you want to reconstruct the genetic code of your thylacine or your mammoth or your dodo. But the other half of it is you've got to, it's easier with a bird where you've got an egg. But actually, in pregnancies, you know, in a marsupial like the thylacine, something like a mammoth, you've got to get a living elephant to take that mammoth embryo to term. And there's lots of machinery within the body to, you know, most pregnancies.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anything that looks odd or isn't developing properly is usually rejected by the body. So they've got to overcome all of that. Or in the case of the thylacine, you know, they're talking about modifying a mouse-sized creature's genetic code to come up with something called the dunnet. It's a mouse-sized marsupial. So I can see how that's the closest living relative, and you could tweak its code to look a bit like a thylacine. But then how on earth is this mouse-sized creature going to carry You know, this wolf-sized animal to turn. Doesn't really make any sense. So I think they'd have to make an artificial marsupial womb, and that's really technically difficult. So I'm kind of in awe of what they're trying to achieve, but I think there's a lot of practical difficulties they face.
Yes, we what we'll do is we'll say, that sounds nice, and leave them off and see how they get on. Roger Highfield, a dose of reality as always, science director with the Science Museum in London. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.